right? Must be late. It's a small crew here. Or am I late? Or am I early? Am I late? All right. Let me just start with the injuries. Jordan Norwood hurt his eye, so they're evaluating his eye. Okay, and then Marcus Bernard has an elbow injury, so he's being treated for that. So for the most part, that's what we're dealing with today. You know, when you come out of the preseason games, there's a couple of objectives. You know, and at the end of the day and while you're playing it, we're all coaches and players, and we're trying to win the game. Okay? Now, when you look at it, there's reasons why you win and there's reasons why you lose. And there's certain fundamentals and principles in football that you can't break them and then expect to win. You know, we turned the ball over 3 times. They got 17 points on us and only had to drive the ball 29 yards. So, they're right there could be the story, right? We get a punt blocked, and it happened by a guy that's been involved with the punt team for a long, long time. Okay, so these are little things we got to get cleaned up, and so turnovers and a punt block, which is you just can't have it, and then you get the results that we got tonight. So. There were some encouraging things, I would say. I think each game we're starting to see Josh Gordon make more and more plays. I thought Whedon stood in there and did some good things. Colt McCoy, you know, he had some energy, led us on a scoring drive. You know, I don't think we ran the ball near well enough. You know, and there's reasons for it, and we got to look at that before we play these guys again. And then I thought there were some things on defense. It was good to see Joe get an interception. I think, he's been – I think he's had an outstanding training camp, and he's doing the things he needs to do to be an impact this year on our defense. And it was good for him to get an interception. I thought there were some guys on special teams that stood out and made some plays, some of the younger guys. I saw Batamosi run down there, and he had a little life. I told the players I thought we played a little bit more enthusiastic last week, not as well this week. And so we got there's just things we need to work on. I also told the players that I'm tired of people saying training camp is over. It's not over. Training camp is a steady climb to your first game, and we've got 2 weeks left. I don't care where they're sleeping. Doesn't matter whether you're sleeping at home or you're sleeping in a hotel. We've got 2 weeks of work left to get this team to the place we need to be to play the season. So all that being said, we got a lot to work on, and we're good enough to beat anybody. But if we don't play well, we're good enough to get beat by anybody. And I think we made some errors tonight and did some things that you can't do in football and win the game. So that's where that's at. I'll take your questions.
Yeah, I think it happened to the offensive line.
What's that?
The offensive line.
Anything happened to them? No, they're fine.
Hustle,
no, speed, quick. No. I don't think it had anything to do with we need to execute better, run the plays we call better, and call better plays. That's it. It's real simple.
Does Brandon have some issues that he has to work on as far as holding the ball? I mean, that's 3 fumbles in 3 games.
It's very important. Ball security in the pockets is very important. Most of the fumbles in games really come by the quarterback in the pocket. And, of course, ball security is primary, and so he needs to do a better job with that.
Can you talk about Monterio? And it seemed like he struggled a little bit tonight as well.
I think he's played better, you know. But I want to look at it and see because, you know, good runs, there involves blocking. You know, we got to block them well. And then, of course, the runner's got to – kind of hit the holes and run with vision. So I'm going to reserve judgment on that until I watch the tape. We just need to run the football better. I think that's fair to say after tonight.
What happened on the sack where Whedon got?
It was a screen pass.
Screen pass to the ball.
It was a screen pass.
No,
it was one. I think we need to execute it. When you screen, the guard leaves, but he's got to leave. The timing of everything needs to be right. You know, it's one of those deals where if you get the ball completed, it's a touchdown. We don't execute it properly, and it's a sack fumble. So,
yeah. Besides the sacks and the play calls and execution, I mean,
Well, I think you get holding calls sometimes, right? And I feel the road you're going down here, Tony. I think we didn't play well enough as a team, okay? And I think there were mistakes in the offensive line. I think there were mistakes in the tight end core. I think there were mistakes at receiver, running back, and quarterback. We need to execute better. I don't think there's a finger to be pointed there, except to the whole crew, including me.
And is it difficult at this point of Sheldon Brown's career to cover consistently cover real speed receivers? I mean, it seems like.
Yeah, he can do that. Sheldon can cover. He was in good position. He just got to make a play on the ball. That's all. No reason to panic or do anything. He's playing hard. He's in good position. He'll make the plays.
Does the fact you play him again in 2 weeks affect the way you view this game at all?
Obviously. They took a new knee with 2 minutes, and I didn't use my timeouts. So there's a lot of things going on in this game from both sides with us playing each other in 2 weeks factored in. So that's why I think what you need to do when you look at this game is look at it for what it is and evaluate each play and how we can run each play better. The philosophy of how you play it, whether you run it, whether you throw it, what types of runs, what types of passes, whether you pressure, what you do, none of that stuff matters. What matters is, did we execute? And I think we fell short in some ways.
Does it worry anymore that this loss came against them?
I'm not worried or concerned about anything. So the concern and worry questions, just you know what? Hold those. Think of other things to ask me.
Do you know what happened on the block punt? Like, did somebody just speed rush up at the end? Or?
We had an error on the inside. That's what happened. And a guy came free. Yeah. I said that earlier. I'm not worried, disappointed, or concerned. We're going to get it fixed. And again, I don't mean to be short. I'm just, you know, let's look at it for what it is. We need to play better. And I'm encouraged because I got a bunch of guys in there that when I talk to them after the game, I could see their jaws lock and understand what we need to get done. And so I'm looking forward to them having their day off and getting back to work. And I think we got a crew here that understands the message.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, great.